The most meaningful pursuit that I've ever seen is that pursuit of bettering oneself. Because it's so hard, and it's daily, and it's real. Human beings, we need to know that we have willed ourselves into growth. We need to know we worked for it. Frequency and intensity of summoning the best of who they are. It's a hard job. Just because it's hard doesn't mean you shouldn't aim for it and strive for it. Honor that struggle. Use that struggle. Lean against that struggle to pull up the best of who you are.
Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you. But it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
We're all trying to get over. We want to get to our desires, our routines, our goals, our tasks. Every day, we're trying to get to our desires, our routines, our goals, our tasks, right? It's important. Some aren't gonna get there. They're just gonna fail. Others, it's like you just watch this upward spiral in their life. Why? Why? We're gonna spend a lot of time on this today. But first, I would love for you to think about what are your desires? Like your real desires, because we're gonna take a minute to share. And since we're all trying to get over to here and manifest our desires, now I know from all of our research that these are super important. What other desires do you have that you want this year? What other desires do you have that you're ambitious for, you're excited for this year? That might be a desire. Because listen, anytime someone builds a framework, I always want you to do this, draw your own. Anytime you learn something in math class or in a seminar or wherever, draw your own, conceive your own. Like, how would you explain it? If you were up on stage and you had to explain what the human desires are, what would you write? Maybe you draw out Maslow's hierarchy in a different way. Maybe you'd think of more like an Alfred Adler, or maybe you'd go into a Carl Rogers zone, or you'd steal some Tony Robbins or something. You know, you kind of find, what's yours? And as we went through, how many of you are writing your goals down? Some stretch goals, some things that will push you. Okay, good, I'm glad. Because a couple of things that are gonna make these happen for you or not. The first one that we're gonna talk about today is this person has superpowers. This person doesn't, sucker. This person, and there's only three superpowers, by the way, and once you know your superpowers, it's like a very different way of living. A very different way of living. So before I tell you what I think they are, I want you to think about this year, you've got ambitions, you've got goals, you've got drives, you've got things you're focusing on that are the most important to you, right? That are most important to you. And of course, you're gonna achieve them because you've learned all these big breakthroughs this last year. You've learned so much about life. This year, you're gonna activate your superpowers in a different way. What do you think your superpowers are? If you had to think about your strengths or what made you successful, in our high-performance coaching, we call these your success markers, right? When you are or do these five things, you're successful. Like, I'm gonna call them your superpowers for now. These are your strengths or your higher abilities or things that you do that make you more successful. Don't be humble. And when I've taught this around the world, most people don't do it. So write it down. Like, yeah, I don't have any superpowers. No, you do. What are yours? What makes you special, unique, strong? You might not call yourself special or successful, but you are. To be in a room like this, to be doing this work, there's something about you. You're already striving. You've already succeeded. You might not have given that yourself credit yet, which we'll talk about. What would you say are your superpowers? What would you say are your superpowers? The first thing that we're going to share is very important. What are you grateful for at this stage of your life? Because hint, one of your superpowers is living in gratitude. And you either have it or you don't. You have it, you're born with it, but like Superman didn't believe he could fly either. So what are you grateful for at this stage of your life? It's New Year's, who's grateful to be here, ladies and gentlemen? Yeah, tell the person left, right, shake them, say thank you for being here. Yeah. If you're at home, make sure you write this down. What are you grateful for at this stage of your life? Start there always. Start in gratitude. It's a superpower. Second, since it is New Year's, what was a big aha or breakthrough you had last year that you're going to carry into this year as a lesson? Because guess what? Wisdom is a superpower. Wisdom, learning, capturing those breakthroughs, bringing that into the future, superpower. So, what are you grateful for at this stage of your life? Second, what's an aha or breakthrough you got last year? It can be one, two, or three things. Just something that comes to your mind. You're like, wow, that was a distinction. That was a lesson. That was an aha. That matters. I want to bring it into this year. Third, what's a primary desire for you this year? What's a primary desire that you have this year that you just feel like that would bring you alive or connected or meaningful pursuit? Like there's something that's just really important for you this year. It's gonna be different for everybody in the room potentially because this is your desire. I'm teaching humanity. You might have a different, like, oh, this year I really need to beat this cancer. That's a desire, right? That's an aliveness thing. But it's really important. It's like a primary. What's something that's primary for you this year? Might be repair a relationship, right? It's related to these desires, but it's specific to you. It's primary desire for you. Next, what's one thing, one routine you could do to make that thing happen? Not intellectually, but you'll actually commit to. Something you will commit to manifest that desire, to make it happen. It could be a routine. I'm fine if it's a goal or a task, but what's something you're going to do to manifest that desire? Something you are committed to doing to manifest that desire. How do we make self-improvement a way of life? How do we help continue inspiring and giving the wisdom and the knowledge and the strategies to be the best of who you are? And it is an ongoing pursuit. And I think it's the most meaningful pursuit we get to have. The most meaningful pursuit that I've ever seen is that pursuit of bettering oneself. Because it's so hard. And it's daily. And it's real. I love the aspirational attitude of the new year, but I also tell people, hey, the real job, job number one, is summoning the best of who you are every day. I think that is job number one. Because if you don't do that, you just go through on automatic pilot. And most people's automatic pilot is not aspirational. You know, most people, when they go through the motions, they get selfish. They just want comfort. They just want things to be easy. But that's not life. Life is social. It is service. It is trying to do something. It is trying to be something. It is trying to experience it. And sometimes you have to summon the best of who you are just so you even notice. How many of you feel like you noticed some beautiful things this last year? It was just there. Most people don't live in a gratitude frame all day. They write their gratitude in the morning or at night, and then they're animals at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You're like, what is wrong with you? They have a gratitude list, but they're a jerk to their employees. They have a gratitude list, but they scream at everybody. They have a gratitude list, and yet you can't stand to be around them because they're so frustrated. I don't pretend that I have all that figured out in my own life. I just know the difference when I've summoned the best of who I am so I don't fall into those frustrations. I don't become dismissive. And I want you to make that your job this year. Like, what's your job? What's your purpose? Just summoning the best of who I am. And I like it because it's active, right? It's not a purpose to have a purpose. No, it's a verb, summoning. I have to tap into that. I have to work to manifest that and to feel that. I don't think it happens for most people naturally. Maybe after many, many, many years of training and teaching and mindset and the way that they live their life and their routines, it becomes easier. But even the most extraordinary people struggle with it. Even the Dalai Lama has stress. Could you imagine how that would feel to meditate about the peace of the world for 4 hours every morning of your life for 50 years and still feel stressed? Could you imagine the crushing reality of that? I spent 50 years, 4 hours praying for the health and compassion and love of the world, and you still get stressed? That means it's part of the human condition, and we got to do a better job of it. It means we have to will ourselves into our best selves. It's work. It's not as automatic as we'd like it to be. And everyone says, no, Brendan, just teach them to flow with their natural who they are. Tap into the frequency and just go with the flow. I'm like, yeah, It sounds good conceptually, and then it never works because there's no growth. Human beings, we need to know that we have willed ourselves into growth. We need to know we worked for it. We need to go beyond our basic human nature or what's pumping out of our amygdala. We need to go to another level. That higher consciousness, that's what we're striving for. That's hard work. That's hard work. You got to meditate. You got to pray. You got to take care of yourself. You got to align your life. And it's a lot. So turn to the person left, right, shake them, sometimes. You got to summon this. If I can add a word for you today, the difference between this guy and this one is how often they do this. That's the key differentiator. That's the ultimate key differentiator that I've learned. They are willing to do the work. They summon that intention to be the best of who they are, what we might call superpowers today, and I'll walk you through that. But they're just more intentional about doing that. This person, they might do it sometimes too. This one wins on frequency and intensity. Frequency and intensity of summoning the best of who they are. It's a hard job. And I know all the things that come along with it. Well, Brennan, you're setting people up for failure because you're asking them to expect so much of themselves. You're asking them to set this high, impossible standard. I'm like, yes. I think love is a high and impossible standard, and we should strive for it. Can I get an amen on a Monday? Yeah. I think being in good physical health is a high and impossible standard. Just because it's hard doesn't mean we shouldn't aim for it and strive for it. We got into a culture that says, oh, well, no, you're telling them to do these things, but you don't understand. It's hard, and here's all these reasons it's hard. I'm like, oh, no, I'm the I know it's hard guy. Honor that struggle. Use that struggle, lean against that struggle to pull up the best of who you are. Lean into that, grab hold of it, recognize it's okay. I'm not the optimistic guy who doesn't see the realism. I'm the realism guy who goes, oh, that's a struggle? Use it to better yourself. Face it, realize it's really there, and I'm gonna use it to build my character. I'm gonna use it to build my skills. I'm gonna use it to build my wisdom, my spirit, my service. I'm gonna use it, not bemoan it, complain it, avoid it, or distort it. No, I'm gonna use it, those challenges of life. We all have challenges. How many had a challenge last year that just absolutely sucked and shut you down? Yeah, a lot of the room. And it sounds, you know, some jumping guy on stage, very flippant for him to say, did you do this enough throughout it? Sounds horrible for someone to say that, doesn't it? But it's my job. As a high performance coach, my job is to push and to go, I know it's hard. In the difficulty, did you still ask the best of yourself? Give yourself grace that it didn't show up every day, because this is not about perfection. It's about trying. It's about summoning. It doesn't avoid the reality of difficulties. We're gonna spend a lot of time talking about that because people get stuck in the struggle. They don't grow from the struggle because they're letting the struggle take hold versus the self.
Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so and you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins. It's been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out.